Hello, welcome to the March 2018 edition of Insight, Site Support Rydell's newsletter. News from the Chief Officer, Julie Atkinson. Welcome to our spring newsletter. I hope that the beast from the east did not disrupt you too much and that you all remained warm. I managed to miss the dreadful weather as I and my husband were visiting our daughter in France, which was very cold but snow-free. Despite the weather, we have only had to cancel one in-touch meeting and one music and movement session. All of our other groups have continued as normal. Our fundraising day at Spice for You was a huge success, and we managed to pick a sunny day for a Go Ape Zipwire experience. You can hear about that later. Nicole and I hope you will enjoy our spring-summer programme of activities. We have booked more cycling sessions and set dates for our new walking group, Ramble and Chat. You will find out more details later. Let's hope that the weather improves from now on so that we can enjoy our outdoor activities. RNIB Connect. In addition to being a member of Site Support Rydell, you may also wish to join a nationwide community for sight impaired people called RNIB Connect. As an RNIB Connect community member, you can meet others with similar experiences in this helpful, welcoming and supportive community. Share your thoughts online with blogs and discussions or chat over the phone. Listen to news and features on RNIB Connect radio and podcasts. Get the latest news on your community in Connect magazine and e-news. The community will be led by blind and partially sighted people, overseen by a volunteer community team, supported by RNIB staff. With input from the Connect community, RNIB produce Connect magazine every month. Connect magazine shares voices, experiences, stories and tips from the sight impaired community. You can receive this in your usual, chosen format every month, and there are great ways to connect too. Get started. Speak with an RNIB Connect team member today. You can email them on connect@rnib.org.uk or call them on 0303 1234 555. Please note that this is a service delivered by RNIB. If you would like further details, please talk to Julie or Nicole. Data protection changes. In May 2018, there will be a change in the data protection laws when the General Data Protection Regulation will come into force. To ensure that we are ready to comply with this law, we will be carrying out a full review of our data and how we store it. Anyone who receives this newsletter is already recorded on our database. If you would prefer not to receive the newsletter any longer, or if you have changed your address, telephone number or any other personal details, please call the office on 01653 698 860 so that we can update our records. TravelEyes. TravelEyes are the world's first commercial tour operator, providing independent travel for people who are blind or partially sighted. Blind travellers choose a holiday from their fully accessible website or audio brochure. Then they just book and go. Those who travel solo no longer must depend on a family member or friends to accompany them. Sighted travellers join each holiday too. They help in making the world a more accessible place by guiding and describing the sites to blind travellers. Each holiday itinerary is carefully designed by the TravelEyes expert team with a focus on stimulating all five senses. This guarantees a truly unique and multi-sensory travel experience for visually impaired people. TravelEyes offer holiday destinations worldwide and are divided into discovery tours, city breaks, activity breaks, sun, sea and sand, and UK breaks. For more information, visit www.travelEyes-international.com or call them on 0113 834 6094, quoting 5% 2018 for a 5% discount on a holiday. Equipment and information. If you need information about daily living aids, or if you wish to order an item, please contact us at the office on 01653 698860. We can order an item in the R&IB shop, and many of these are VAT exempt for those who have a sight impairment. Here's some examples of what's available. Brightly coloured tactile bands to help you identify objects around the home, such as bottles and cleaning products. Each pack contains 10 flexible bands, two of each design, and they cost £12.95. Large print easy crossword puzzle books are available, offering around 125 puzzles with answers available in the back. Certain to keep your brain active without eye strain. This puzzle book has a minimum font of size 16 point, and they are priced at £10.20, excluding VAT. Talking watches for both men and women announce the time and date in a clear English voice. The ladies' watch has a gold-coloured metal case with a large crown, easy-to-see black numbers, wide hands and a pink crocodile effect leather strap. Its price is £34.95, excluding VAT. The man's watch is a classic chrome case with black leather strap. It has a white face with clear black numbers and hands. It has a radio-controlled feature, so it enables it the time and date to be automatically set for you. The price of that one is £49.95, excluding VAT. Activities Roundup. Cycling. We are running some cycling sessions at various venues in 2018. The dates are Thursday the 26th of April at Dolby Forest, Tuesday the 29th of May at Scarborough, Tuesday the 26th of June at Dolby Forest, Wednesday the 25th of July in Dolby Forest. If you are interested in joining us, please let Julie or Nicole know. Music and movement. Our gentle exercise group, run by Annie, is still very popular. The group is held on alternate Tuesdays at Hallgarth Parish Hall in Pickering from 2:30 till 4 p.m. It is a fun group, and when we have exercised off some of the calories, we finish with tea and cake and put them all back on again. Places are still available if you would like to join us. Boccia. This new activity runs fortnightly on Friday mornings, and it takes place at Moulton Leisure Centre on Broughton Road in Moulton. If you'd like to have a go at this, let us know. Technology. The technology group meets on the third Wednesday each month at Norton Hive Library from 2 till 4 p.m. Walking. Our gentle ramble and chats will commence on Thursday the 24th of May. They take place from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. on the first and third Thursdays in June and July, and are followed by refreshments. Please contact Nicole or Julie if you're interested in joining any of these groups. The telephone number is 01653 698 860. Spring and Summer Activities Diary. Thursday the 26th of April. Cycling in Dolby Forest. Thursday the 10th of May, shopping trip to North Allerton. Thursday the 24th of May, ramble and chat. Tuesday the 29th of May, cycling North Bay Scarborough. Thursday the 7th of June, ramble and chat. Thursday the 14th of June, North Yorkshire Moors railway trip for our Pickering members. Thursday the 21st of June, ramble and chat. Tuesday the 26th of June, cycling in Dolby Forest. Thursday the 5th of July, ramble and chat. Thursday the 19th of July, ramble and chat. Wednesday the 25th of July, cycling in Dolby Forest. Volunteering news. We believe that volunteers make a massive difference to Sight Support Rydale, and our service would not be the same without their help. Our volunteers come from all different backgrounds, bringing a wealth of experience and knowledge, and having a sight loss is not a barrier to joining us as a volunteer. We welcome any articles, suggestions, ideas and information from our volunteers. If you are a volunteer and have anything to submit to the next newsletter, please contact Julie or Nicole. If you would like to join our team of volunteers, please get in touch with us on 01653 698860 or via our website at www.sitesupportrydale.org. We would particularly love to hear from you if you're interested in helping us with our fundraising events and outings. If you use a mobile device and would like to share information and offer support to our sight impaired users, then our technology group may be for you. Volunteer Coffee Morning. Nicole and I hosted a Volunteers Coffee Morning on Wednesday the 14th of March at Yo Bakehouse in Moulton. As well as enjoying excellent coffee and cakes, this was a chance for us to thank our volunteers for their commitment to Sight Support Rydale and to share with them the 2018 programme of events. We very much value our volunteers, and it is staggering to think that when we add the numbers of years each person has volunteered with us, we can boast over 80 years worth of commitment from our 20 regular volunteers. It was a great opportunity for our volunteers to meet in one place and to share their experience of their time at Sight Support with each other. It was also the perfect occasion for them to meet each other, as often we don't have everyone together in the same place. The feedback we received from the volunteers was very positive, and we will continue to offer similar coffee mornings at regular intervals throughout the year. Our next volunteer meetings are Wednesday the 18th of April and Wednesday the 13th of June. Fundraising news, Spice for You. On Sunday the 4th of February 2018, the Pickering and District Rotary Club held a Sunday afternoon meal at Spice for You restaurant in Pickering. It was to raise money for Sight Support Rydale. They also ran a raffle with proceeds coming to Sight Support Rydale, and Spice for You also donated their profits to the charity. In total, we raised an amazing £2,000. Many thanks to all our members and volunteers who came along. On Tuesday, the 20th of February, several members and volunteers enjoyed a morning zipping on wires through Dolby Forest. Some others went for a gentle 3-mile walk around the forest. Go Ape generously donated £1,300 to Sight Support Rydale. Future fundraising events. On Friday the 11th of May, we are holding a tombola and charity collection at Morrison's Supermarket in Moulton from 10 till 3 p.m. On Saturday the 16th of June, the Norton Trinity Methodist Church has chosen Sight Support Rydale as their charity beneficiary for their summer fair. We will be having a stall, and Julie has been invited to open the fair. Saturday the 18th of August and Sunday the 19th of August, Sight Support will be having a bucket collection at the Castle Howard Summer Proms and the UB40 concerts. Volunteers are required for all these events. Please contact Nicole or Julie if you can help. Easter Closure 2018. The Sight Support office will close at 4:30 p.m. on Thursday the 29th of March and will reopen at 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday the 3rd of April. The office will also be closed on Monday the 7th of May and Monday the 28th of May. The normal opening hours at Sight Support office are Monday to Friday, 9:30 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. with afternoons by appointment. To find out more information about Sight Support Rydale, please call us on 01653 698860 or visit our website at www.sitesupportrydale.org. Thank you for listening to the latest newsletter.